And there seems to be the dubious one is in a great scandal. Now, you know, this may be just not at all what's going to happen, and I hope it won't be what happens. But it is a very intriguing thing to me that a lot of this starts off with Dubieu for Dubia and the Capitol building. It's very rare for Nostradamus to be so clear in those nicknames. Now, a lot of people over the years, when I've talked about this prophecy since 2000, said, oh, well, you're really talking about Al Gore here, because he's the one that didn't quite make it, and he had slightly more of the majority. And you know what? That's a very good interpretation, except for one very minor, well, one very key thing. Al Gore has no reference, phonetically or otherwise, to the word Dubia, but George W. Bush does.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with John Hogue. Hi there. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, hon.
Yes, hi, this is Marie calling from Bristol, Virginia.
Sure.
And I'm not a woo-woo. Actually, I'm a retired world professional. I guess you'd say I'm an involuntary remote viewer. They show me, I call them the council, they show me things in living color, and I get to experience them and smell them. I've seen many things that you're talking about tonight, but I'll touch quickly on two or three of them. And by the way, my father had disability, and so do my children. I've seen that, as a matter of fact, last Thursday morning, which was February the 24th, and that's numerologically a 6, which George Bush is. I saw George Bush announcing in Washington that he had passed away 11 to 12 hours before it was announced, and they told me subliminally that he probably really didn't die. They just took him underground or caused the world to believe permanently that he was deceased. But they showed me that coming out of a dark corner, that his replacement, very tall, very confident, and very arrogant, and very fit-looking, was Al Gore. I've also seen, they also caused me to believe that this would happen at a time when Al Gore would probably be able to finish the presidency in about three and a half years, and it would be considered a time of peace, but it would also terminate in a very terrible, difficult time for another 3 to 3.5 years. I've also seen the asteroid or comet coming probably around May. I saw that the morning of my birthday last year. And what's interesting, I was able to come up to it very, very close and smell it and feel it. And it smelled, and I'm a retired Army officer, it smelled like cold, hard metal from a nuclear site. It smelled like fear, and it smelled like death. But what was interesting, behind it is a cylindrical type of a device, a huge world-like device, and it's filled with life forms. What they're doing coming here, I don't know, but it's not going to crash into the planet. It's going to come very, very close. But these life forms are going to have some sort of an impact
on
the planet.
Marie? Pardon?
Yes.
What will you do if in May comes and that doesn't happen?
Well, no, I don't. I just was led to believe. I don't know these. I'm not a prophet. All I know is what I'm just. They cause me to believe.
Do they come true for you? Have they come
yes.
true before?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I saw. I've also seen the blood plague coming, and it's not here yet. It's going to come from the Middle East in our soldiers.
Oh, wait, but my point is though is that have some of these come true before?
Yes, they always do.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, for instance, the breakdown of the CEOs and various world leaders. As they've been coming off their thrones over the last 2 years, I was shown that was going to happen from the north, south, east, and west, that even though we may fear the greed and the those that are in power that are having such a negative impact on the planet, they're all going to be brought off their thrones one by one.
Marie, when you say they're always right, that's an indication of a little bit of blinders to what you're seeing. Prophecies are not always right. No one is always right. because we live in a dynamic world where we influence in the present the potentials of the future. So that's a very general prophecy.
You can't be 100%.
No. And of course, general prophecies, the other problem that's always a bit frustrating for me is that I'm very glad, Marie, that you've made the prediction or imply you believe that something's going to happen in May, because what often happens for me is I get thousands of these kind of predictions every week, and it's frustrating for me as a prophet scholar because I always get them after the event. Boy, I predicted that such and such happened. And you know, that could be right. You could have done it, but if you don't actually give the prophecy before the event, it's very hard to prove beyond a fantasy or a belief that you're seeing things in the future. And you know, the problem is not just yours. The problem is even biblical. All the prophecies that Jesus Christ made about the fall of Jerusalem, destruction of the temple, all of that, were not written down for years after the destruction of the temple and destruction of all these things. So even the great prophets in the prophecies that we all assume were true may also be perfect because they are from hindsight.
All right, very good. Let's go to our international line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Where are you calling from?
Edmonton, Alberta.
All righty. Go ahead.
I actually had this thing about the Mambas there. I don't know how you're spelling this, but I've seen it spelled quite a few ways. I've seen it spelled as M-A-B-B-A-S.
No, it's only spelled M-A-B-U-S.
That was really?
The original spelling in the original French of Nostradamus. There's no other spellings.
Okay, because I got that that Mambas, and you hold it up in the mirror and look it in the mirror. It says Saddam.
Well, yeah, that is... Actually, Saddam Hussein is still one of the major potential candidates, because if he soon dies from being publicly executed, and if he can, which will probably happen in the next year or so, and if he can somehow drum up a myth of being a martyr from a new form of colonial tyranny from the West, and if that can then be made as a rallying cry for a rebellion against that in Iraq and Iran and other places, then he would then once again become a new important candidate. And the rule that you're talking about in anagrams, if you take Mabus and you put it in front of a mirror, what you'll get is Subam. In lowercase words, anything that you can reverse again to make a letter, you can do that. So you have Sudam.
Mm-hmm.
If you reverse that, you get Mabus. So it is one of the things, and in my books I've been talking about since 1994, the potential that Saddam Hussein is the reverse anagram. I used to really feel that he was a front runner, but now, especially since his downfall and all that, I think he's not much of a front runner anymore.
John, we're out of time. We've got about a minute or so left. The books, again, available where, sir? Amazon.com, right?
Yes, Amazon.com. You can get my books there, or you can see them and get them through my website, which is hogueprophecy.com. It's HogueProphecy.com. Or if you don't have access to the Internet, you can call the National Book Network. That's 1-800-462-6420.
What's going to happen in the next few months, John? Anything on our plate?
Oh, wow. I think generally we're going to coast. There'll be things, but the big stuff is really coming after July.
All right, John. Let's stay in touch, my friend. You take care of yourself.
You too.
John Hogue, his website is...